And welcome back to the Wrangell High Gymnasium here as we wrapped up this opening game of 2A Region 5 basketball here with opening conference games here of the Wrangell Wolves and the Haynes Glacier Bears. Wrangell Wolves, of course, coming away with a win on that one. And we're able to put together a few stats for you here anyway. So, Alicia, maybe you could run down a couple of things you got there for us.
Yeah, so let's take a look at shooting percentages. For Haynes, they are 2 of 11 from the field, 8 of 19 in three-pointers, and 9 out of 19 from the free throw line. So they had pretty good free throw shooting percentage there. On the Wrangell side, 22 out of 60 from the field, 4 out of 21 from three-pointers, and 7 out of 21 from the free throw line. So I think, you know, Haynes had some great percentages there, but definitely Wrangell was taking a lot more shots tonight. And, you know, just as a kind of an average, when you take a lot more shots, you tend to make a lot more shots. So, we saw some great rebounding as well, looking at 30 rebounds for Haynes versus 27 from Wrangell. And again, that three-point shot, Haynes just did really well on that. Had Jordan with 5, I believe. Had a couple other players, 3 other players with 1 each. So,
well, I would imagine Coach Stokes is going to talk about that a little, and they have their little shoot-around tomorrow, you know, about, well, we need to kind of shut a few things down. So we'll see what kind of adjustments they make on that one there. But I'll kind of run down the scoring real quick here. For the Wrangell Wolves, Aaron Howell finished the ball game with 9 points in the ball game, and I've got him down 1 for 3 from the free throw line. Mickey Otteson finished with 10 points, but he was in foul trouble most of the time, scoring almost all of his points in the last 2 or 3 minutes here before they made some substitutions. Blake Stokes finished the ball game with 8 points. Bryce Gerald, leading scorer for the Wrangell Wolves, he finished with 15 points in the ball game. Got to the free throw line 3 times, got one of those to go. Tyler Gillen finished with 12 points, and Mason Dingwall coming off the bench picked up 2. Davis Dow coming off the bench for the Wolves, he picked up 4 in the ball game. Jaron Allen came in and fired up a 3 and got that one to go, so he finished with 3 points in the ball game. For the Haynes Glacier Bears, Kyle Klinger got a bit of foul trouble early on, so they had to make a substitution early on, but he finished the ball game with 3 points in there. And then Jordan Badger, as Alicia just mentioned, he was able to nail some of those threes. Of course, Jordan, he's only 5'8", so he doesn't really like to go down inside much. And if they're going to leave him open, he is a good shooter. He finished the ball game. He was a leading scorer for the Glacier Bears with 15 points. Josh Stearns finished with 5 points, fouled out of the ball game. And Keanu Lynch had 4 points in the ball game. He was in a bit of foul trouble, had to come out for a while. He finished the ball game with 4 fouls. Matthew Green finished with 4 points. Dylan Swinton picked up 3 points in the ball game. All those coming from the free throw line. And then Sage got into the ball game. Palmieri got into the game. Jacob Stegen come off the bench, and he got a 3 out of the deal here. And then Marty Fowler got into the ball game, and Dalton Klinger also got into the ball game.
And talking about fouls, you know, both teams fouled about the same. Wrangell came up with 19 fouls. One teammate fouled out, and Haynes came up with 18 fouls, with one person fouling out. So they were pretty evenly matched as far as fouling goes.
And the Glacier Bears went down to defeat on the JV squad, too, by a score of 41-35. Jordan Badger picked up 2 points in that ball game. Ron Palmieri picked up 3. Jacob Stegen had 6. Marty Fowler got 3. And Swinton finished with 6. Sage had 8 in the game. And Dalton Klinger had 7 in that game. Miller was the big scorer, along with Groshong for the Wrangell Wolves in their game. And we want to remind folks that we're going to be back on the air about this same time again tomorrow. These two teams are going to square off again here tomorrow. And then I want to remind folks up there in Haynes, too, that the girls are playing. The Wrangell girls are there. And so I guess take your radio with you, and you can watch the girls' game and listen to the boys' game at the same time.
Sounds like a good plan. We'll have to see if they learned anything from tonight, change it around for tomorrow.
All right. Well, thanks again, Alicia. And good night, folks, up there in Haynes, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow night.
Thanks a lot, Lyle and Alicia, for tonight's live coverage from Wrangell. And we will, as Lyle noted, we will return to that live coverage tomorrow night at just about the same time, just before 8 o'clock or so. And you're tuned to KHNS, Haynes, Skagway, and Klukwan. It is 9:23. Another recap of the Haynes basketball underwriters. I want to mention that the broadcast of Haynes Glacier Bear basketball is brought to you in part by the members of KHNS, that's you, and the Haynes Booster Club, the Older Ridge Marketplace, the Captain's Choice Motel, Lutac Lumber, the Parts Place, Bigfoot Auto, Hauser's IGA, White Rock LLC, and Nursery, and AP&T, as well as Southeast Road Builders. And that wraps up tonight's live coverage of basketball.